This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In the final hours of the legislative session, lawmakers passed a bill which would require drug testing under some circumstances for food stamp recipients. Supporters of the bill were responding to a recent ruling by a federal court in Florida which found that drug testing for welfare recipients, sometimes called TANF recipients, was unconstitutional. Greg Morris, a Republican state representative from Vidalia, was the sponsor of the just-passed food stamp bill. I spoke with him late last week. One of the questions, of course, has been, is this a solution looking for a problem? Do you have documented statistics, I guess you could say, of anything showing that this is a major problem?
No, we don't have statistics because we've never been allowed to try it before. As you recall, House Bill 861 in 2012 was hoping to find that out, how much taxpayers' dollars was being abused by misuse for subsidizing drug abuse. Because of the ruling of the 11th Circuit Court, Federal Appellate Court, we've never gotten to find that out. House Bill 772 is an attempt to craft a bill within the ruling of the judge that we can have suspicion-based drug testing. So that's what this bill does. For TANF and SNAP benefits, if there's a reasonable suspicion, then someone could be required to have a drug test before they receive benefits.
Of course, the difficulty is what would constitute reasonable suspicion, and you do try to spell that out in the bill. For instance, an applicant's or recipient's demeanor, missed appointments and arrest, or other police records. Those are a couple of the criteria for reasonable suspicion. But the first one, a demeanor, it doesn't really define much more than that. So doesn't that leave it wide open as to what demeanor would be? There's a whole lot of things that someone might not consider reasonable that could fall under demeanor.
What we're trying to do is give the department as much flexibility as we can to adequately implement the program. None of it is required. It could be demeanor. It could be police records. The department could opt to train the frontline workers in terms of reasonable suspicion about demeanor, or they may choose to go directly with police records or previous employment records. If someone was fired from a job because they failed a drug test, then I think that would certainly constitute reasonable suspicion that there may be an issue with this individual in drugs, and to give them that taxpayer benefits would be a misuse of that money. And even the drugs that they test is left up to the department. A lot has been said about the cost of the test. The cost of the test would be greatly reduced if the department chose to just test for three illegal drugs. So the attempt is to craft a bill that is constitutional according to the ruling. Until we get a better ruling, hopefully from the U.S. Supreme Court, that mandatory drug testing is not an unreasonable search and seizure. At that time, we'll go back and I would introduce a bill for mandatory drug testing.
And the court ruling you're referring to is one in which a federal court said that mandatory drug testing constituted unreasonable search and seizure. Is that correct?
That's what the judge says. I found it interesting. And what, you know, the average Georgian out there doesn't understand is the government can require drug testing for employment. Many jobs require drug testing. Many employers require drug testing for folks applying for a job. It's difficult for people to understand why someone receiving taxpayer benefits shouldn't be subject to the same requirements.
One question that could come up, though, is perhaps a legal one, which is, okay, there are lots of other entities and people who get taxpayer benefits, everything from tax breaks to subsidies of other kinds, and yet this is the group of people that are being asked to submit to drug tests upon reasonable suspicion. So why pick that group of people as opposed to someone else who gets a government benefit from the state?
Well, I've heard people ask, why don't we test HOPE recipients? Well, no comparison. HOPE beneficiaries are earning their benefits. It's not a benefit. I mean, it's an earned scholarship. I mean, and to compare that to someone on food stamps, one in five Georgians on food stamps, this is not going to solve the food stamp issue. The problem with food stamps is we have too many people on them. One in five Georgians, approximately, are receiving food stamps. So the problem is eligibility. It's a high dollar item for the taxpayers paying for, and they deserve to know that their taxpayer dollars aren't being abused.
There are a lot of people even who are working jobs who simply fall below the poverty line and are eligible for food stamps. So is the problem eligibility, the people themselves, or is the problem that our economy simply has a lot of people who are impoverished?
Our economy is, in Georgia particularly, is better significantly than it was in 2008. Yet since 2008, the food stamp rolls have exploded. Now, the economy isn't where we want it to be, but the economy is better than it was in 2008, and it seems to me a mystery that, you know, we've had an explosion. There are people who are working, you know, who needs assistance. And that's the trouble when it's being abused and when people are on it that shouldn't be on it, that do not need it based on their income or based on their abuse of drugs or whatever it is. The truly needy are the ones who suffer as well. The taxpayers and the folks who are truly needy are the ones who suffer when we allow the benefit to be abused and when we allow people to be eligible for it that really don't need the benefit.
There is an email apparently from the Southeast region of the Food Nutrition Service of the Department of Agriculture, the federal department that administers the benefits here. And according to the email from Robert Caskey, it says that no state agency shall impose any other standards of eligibility. The email goes on to say the act does not require drug testing as a condition of eligibility. Therefore, the addition of a drug testing provision of any type is prohibited in the SNAP program. First of all, I don't know whether you've seen that guidance email or not, and just wanted to get your response to that.
Well, again, we're going by a ruling in federal court that said for TANF. Now, it didn't mention SNAP. Now, I could see that left it up to the states that if they wanted a drug test, they had to show there was a reasonable suspicion for a person to believe they were on drugs. Now, we have to abide by the federal courts, and so does the Department of Agriculture.
Have you gotten any indication yet from the governor's office whether he is looking favorably on this legislation? And secondly, are you anticipating legal challenges based on claims that this is also unconstitutional?
I certainly hope that Governor Deal chooses to sign the bill, but he does have the right and responsibility to thoroughly examine the actions of the legislature to determine whether or not he will use his authority to veto or his authority to sign. But, you know, he at least is part of our legislative process under our Constitution. He's duly elected by the people. So I'd rather be in the hands of Governor Deal than some unelected judge somewhere.
Are you expecting a legal challenge from groups who have opposed this kind of thing in the past?
Oh, most certainly. That's their modus operandi. They can't win in the legislature. They can't win, you know, among the will of the people expressed by their representatives. So, yeah, I fully expect them to go to the courts. That's the only avenue they got, because the will of the people has been exercised by their elected representatives. They should become law.
What would you say to folks, and I'm sure you probably heard this, who would say, Representative Morris, you seem to have a suspicion that poor people are just trying to cheat the system rather than get out and work. How would you respond to that? I'm sure you've probably heard that from folks.
Yes, you know, that we're taking benefits from children, which is protected in the bill, which that's not true. I know my heart, and I don't look down on any father. My father was a sharecropper. Oxford Industries came to Vidalia. He went to work at the shirt factory. And when my father retired, he was president of the shirt division. And I was able to start my business. I saw what he did and what he accomplished. I'm the physical manifestation of the American dream. I wonder back if my father would have been born today, what his life would have been like. he would have probably been on public assistance. Most people stay on in 8 to 10 years. And who knows, if my family had not gotten into a cycle of dependency on federal programs, I think it's cruel. You know, we're accused of being cruel when we try to rein in these entitlement programs. But what we have are people who are in a cycle of dependency. It's oppressive. It is a killer of the American dream. And I'm committed to the American dream. There is no better feeling than accomplishment and independence, going to the top of your profession, not depending on anyone other than yourself.
But to go back to an earlier question, I suppose, isn't what we're seeing in the current economy that a lot of the jobs that people can go to are not paying enough for them to afford to feed their families without the assistance of food stamps?
I think there are some, yes, that cannot pay all the bills that they have on part-time jobs. And if we were to get rid of broad-based categorical eligibility and go back to the bare minimum of eligibility requirements, I think we get down to those people you're talking about, the truly needy people who are doing their best, who are working hard, single mothers trying to raise a family on their own and trying to work maybe two jobs. I have nothing but respect. That's what I teach at my house. It don't matter who they are, what they do. If they work and they're striving for independence, no matter what situation they're in, they deserve our respect. It's yes, sir, and no, sir. Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am around my house to everybody.
State Representative Greg Morris of Idalia Republican is the sponsor of House Bill 772, which would require drug testing for some food stamp recipients upon reasonable suspicion of drug use. That bill is now headed to the governor. Representative Morris, thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. You all have an important job, and people need to hear. And it's been good coverage. I think it's been fair. So I appreciate that.